Time now for a check on sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Game number 6 tonight.
Yeah. The world. At least catch was still on.
The World Series. Tampa Bay down 3-2.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
I say the Dodgers win.
I hope not, but whatever happens, happens.
It is what it is the old-fashioned saying there. All right.
See how a calamity of errors can give somebody a championship.
That's right. Now, who did we both pick last night for the name?
The loser.
Yeah, we both picked Chicago, right?
Yeah, we were both dumb.
The Rams, 24-10.
I watched the end of the game, and I heard the announcers talking, and it seems like the Bears were lucky to win two or three games that they won. So, not knowing that, I took Chicago. So, it is what it is. No big deal. There's no money involved, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
The only time rooting for a team matters is if you have a deep hatred, like I do, of the Yankees, or if you got money on it. If you don't have one of those, it doesn't matter. You still got to get up the next day, put your pants on, and go to work.
All right. Stephen Jones has taken over as a spokesman, obviously, for the Cowboys.
Who's he?
He's Mr. Cowboy's son.
Oh, is he?
He assures fans the Cowboys are still a team that will evolve over time.
So does a fungus.
I know. Huh.
So how long has it been now since for the – who's got a longer dry spell, the Yankees or the Cowboys? I think the Cowboys, right?
I think it's the Cowboys. It's close, but it's
– When was the last time they won a championship? No, it's got to be much longer than the Yankees. The Yankees won one 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, a little less than 20 years ago. Yeah. One in 20 years. But I don't think the Cowboys won this millennium yet, have they?
I don't think so. Odell Beckham is out for the year with a torn ACL.
What a shame.
His career is just about over, starting with that injury that he had with the Giants and everything like that. Is it worth the money for the amount of games that he plays a year? That's the whole thing to look at.
I'm sure there's not a lot of people crying that he's out for the year.
I don't think so at all.
The guy brings it upon himself.
He does. It's kind of like the guy up in New England. Once again, you see there's a little confrontation about how he dresses. And I think, first of all, leave that out of it, how he dresses. He is who he is.
Newton?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I watched a little bit of that game the other night. You know he has a special helmet to accommodate his hair? More oblong than circular.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Next time you watch him, look, and you're going to say, wow, Mike was right. The guy's a clown. He thinks he's better than he is. He's nothing. He never did anything, never will do anything. His lifespan in New England will be very short because if you don't produce in New England, Mr. Belichick shows you the door. I think that experiment maybe lasts 2 years at the most.
I don't know. He's already been benched this year.
Well, you know, if he gets rid of him this year, he's subject to a lot of flack, let's say. So he'll give him another chance to fail miserably next year, and then he can get rid of him. And I don't think Belichick was the guy that wanted to get him to begin with.
You think it was the owner?
Yeah. I mean, Belichick don't want that guy.
Yeah, well,
there's a lot of other guys out there Belichick would sooner have than him.
It's a big change from Brady. There's no doubt about that.
Don't they wish they kept Garoppolo now?
You're absolutely right. Anything else in sports?
No.
Not really.
I mean, we had a football game last night. Other than that, there's really nothing going on in sports now anymore. It's a lull. Like we said, we're heading into November, so hockey should be 2 weeks in. Basketball should be starting. But now we're 2 months removed from that. We might have to go to 2 days a week again.
Now, isn't that racing weekend coming up?
Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup. Listen to me.
Yeah, next Friday, next Saturday.
Listen to me, that racing weekend.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's that racing weekend. Interesting stuff, too. All of a sudden now, Churchill Downs is open for fans. Just saying.
Well,
I do have some information on that I will not divulge on here, but there have been no fans at Churchill Downs for simulcast or live racing since last year, and it has nothing to do with the flu. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. All right. So there you go. You heard it here first.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
You know how much money they spent in security to run the Kentucky Derby with no people attending? Millions.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's in the millions, yeah.
Millions, because they were afraid that place was going to get burned down. That's the truth. That's the truth. Pitiful.
Yep. All right. Speaking about pitiful, this weather we're having this week is pretty stinky. So.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Fog, rain, cool. and then after this, I think we get back to where we're supposed to be weather-wise, right? Temperatures and everything.
Hopefully.
I guess the geraniums don't have much more to go. They're blooming like crazy in front of my house.
Yeah, I think I got mums. Is it mums or geraniums?
Yeah, I put mums at my wife's gravesite and the deer ate them all.
The mums are funny. They sit there, right, and they don't do anything. And then
plants. What do you want?
But then all of a sudden you come out the next one morning, and they're fully bloomed.
Yeah. What? My geraniums look like they were on their last legs in August. Now they're thriving again. We used to keep them till Thanksgiving sometimes into December because it's been so mild.
I keep my geraniums. I bring them inside, and I put them by the back slider window, and they do really well inside.
See, I don't get much light in my place in the winter.
No,
that's the problem. I get a lot of light in the front, but there's one place I could probably put them this year. I'm going to try it. I had them in my kitchen last year. They stayed for a while, and then... But there's one place upstairs where they might be able to do it. I just hope the cat doesn't like to eat geraniums.
You'll find out soon enough.
I guess so, right?
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.